is Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I just like that parody. I like that energy.
I like that song, too. It's always great when somebody does something with that song.
That's the only song I ever attempted to sing with a band. I was always, you know, this whole thing, you know, I probably, you guys may have forgotten, I used to work for Styx.
Why is that just coming out now, in 2020?
Busy. Before Styx, when I was in high school, I managed a band called The Good Providers.
Yeah. The Good Providers.
Yeah. They were good. They did all the garage band stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them booked into a lot of dances and stuff and made a small pittance as the commission for those gigs. And I was with them when they were I said, can I try singing a song? Sure. What do you want to sing? Well, Money Money was the one I knew the lyrics to, so they start with the heavy bass and the drums.
How'd that go?
As soon as I got the first line out, they were laughing so hard at how awful I was.
Hey, you're getting
a messenger. It's a messenger call, isn't it?
Oh, you got a messenger call.
I hate those. Usually it's a butt call. It's a mistake.
It's not that I don't want to talk to your butt. It's just that we're busy. We're doing a radio show right now. At 7:04, lots of rain headed our way. It was raining pretty hard when I went out.
You remember what MONY stands for?
Mutual of New York.
It's absolutely right. They needed a song title, and they looked out the window, and there's a
flashing sign. Yes. MONY. MONY.
Yeah.
I wonder if that flashing sign is still there, by the way.
I don't know.
That might be something of a tourist attraction. Yeah. Don't waste your MONY on a roofing company that doesn't have...
Good one.
You're such a good provider.
And as such, I make sure that there's always not only a roof over my family's head, but one that doesn't leak. And the way to combat... Boy, I wish I had Jones Brothers at a division in South Florida, because Goose is going through that with our place.
Oh, no. With that... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's got a tarp up there right now. I mean, that's how bad it is. Jeez. And you know, there, they have to wait 6 months for those tiles, because most of the roofs down there have the clay tile.
Yeah.
And
they're back ordered?
6 months.
Wow.
So she will look like a FEMA house for a bit. Jones Brothers doesn't have that problem. So if you need a roof replacement, do it with a company that's got almost 80 years. 80 years. Think about that. That means they have treated people right. In an area our size, bad news gets around really quickly. You can ruin your reputation literally overnight in an area this size. Jones Brothers has just continued to build on integrity. Visit their website, jbroof.com. They not only do roof repair and replacement, but we've had them install screen doors at our homes, I should say. And, not to mention replacement windows that are energy efficient. Save you money, pay for themselves over time. Browse their entire portfolio of work, including screened-in patios, at jbroof.com or call them at 1-800-264-8009 for Jones Brothers Roofing.
That sign's not up there anymore.
Oh, it's not?
The MONY flashing sign? No. It is, I think the address is now up there, which is 1740 Broadway. So, yeah.
Hello, American Airlines. Cancel that trip. At 7:06.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I have an assignment for you, Jay, if you will. Check the rainfall in Prattville, Alabama. In Pratt, Vegas, and I'll check my local rainfall. It's been raining for quite a while this morning. This is going to be a morning episode, then a little lull, then another episode later where we get showers and thunderstorms. But the chance of rain will be in the forecast. Today, tonight, showers and thunderstorms become likely, and continued rain tomorrow. In fact, in this part of the state, we may get some of our heavier rainfall totals tomorrow. With the high temperature today up to about 70, tonight's low 61, periods of rain tomorrow, upper 60s, rain tapers off late Friday night after midnight, windy, cold Saturday, but the rain is gone, high in the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder, and then Sunday morning, we're down to 31, wind chill in the 20s. Right now, this morning, what's the rainfall?
In Prattville, I've got a 0.11.
0.11, I'm scrolling down, 0.10, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
48 degrees.
All right. So there you go. And moderate rain out at the airport right now. It's 49 degrees at Danley Field at 7:07.
Oh.
7:08.
I got to get back to infusion. Get some acupuncture today.
They're not open today, right? They're open tomorrow, probably?
You know, I meant to stop in there Tuesday and ask. Well, I'll call after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Because they do have holiday hours. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, we got your local news. And when we come back, yes, there is a mediocre, convoluted intro for Random Facts today. And pay close attention, because following we'll do a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Elmore County, three people were killed, another person injured in a single car crash early Wednesday morning. Troopers say 25-year-old Ladarius Griffin, 22-year-old Charnavia Hinkle, and 22-year-old Lamisha Avera died when the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and then overturned. None of the three were wearing seatbelts and died at the scene. A fourth passenger was wearing a seatbelt and has been hospitalized for treatment. In news across Alabama, authorities in Birmingham continue to search for 29-year-old Peyton Houston, last seen on December 21st. Police say she left a bar with two men that night. They believe she left willingly, but her mother says she texted a coworker that she was with earlier in the night saying she didn't know the men and felt she was in trouble. Governor Kay Ivey, Crime Stoppers offering a $10,000 reward. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
After the last carol has been sung, after all the guests have returned home, they lurk in the shadows.
Hey, what's in this tin?
It's leftover Christmas cookies. Just when you thought it was safe to start your New Year's diet, there's something frightening under that foil.
Oh, no! I thought we ate all the peanut butter blossoms!
There is no escape from leftover Christmas cookies. They're on your dining room table. There's still a box of them under your tree. They're even at work.
There's a plate full of gingerbread snowmen in the break room! I can't take it!
They will haunt you for weeks until you finally kill off the last of them at your Super Bowl party. Leftover Christmas cookies, now tempting on a decorative plate loosely covered in red plastic wrap on a table near you.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
January 2nd is National Buffet Day. When choosing a buffet, here are some things to look for. A carving station, international dishes, a variety of desserts, and of course, a sneeze guard. Bon appetit on National Buffet Day.
And now, Jay Scott is the Golden Corral of fandom.
Oh, see, you're just talking about buffets and yeah. The Golden Corral, so you got a buffet.
Well, here comes your chocolate wonder fountain of facts.
All right. Where's the sneeze card?
Did you know? I can't clear my throat. Because of the availability of soda fountains in the eastern part of the United States, when soft drinks became popular, Easterners referred to the drink as soda.
Right.
And soda pop. Well, actually, no, soda, basically. As the Midwest did not have them yet.
It was pop.
The drink was called pop.
Still is.
Because of the sound a cork or a cap would make when being removed from a bottle.
Down south? It's Coke.
Yeah, down south. Yeah, exactly.
No matter what it is, it's Coke.
Coke. I never understood that.
Give me a Coke. Which one? Which kind?
I'll take a Dr. Pepper.
I'll take a Sprite. All right, thanks. Yeah, somebody put the comment in there about the South. It works that way with drugs. Give me some Coke. What kind? Meth.
Oh, man.
Well, it's still the holidays.
Did you know a baker's dozen is comprised of 13 because in medieval England, there were laws that related the price of bread to the price of the wheat used to make it. Bakers caught cheating customers by overpricing undersized loaves were punished. For fear of coming up short, they would throw in extra. Did you know Andrew Jackson openly opposed paper money? Instead, he preferred gold and silver coins as currency, but he did not want paper money. In his farewell address, he cautioned the public on the national bank.
And today, Andrew's on what bill?
The $20 bill.
Yeah.
He's been on there since 1928. Do you know who he replaced?
No.
He replaced Grover Cleveland.
Wow.
I thought Cleveland was on the $500 bill.
Well, he may be now, but he apparently before pre-1928, he apparently was on the $20 bill.
Yeah, they were going to take Jackson off the 20 and put somebody else on so that we didn't have all white guys on our money. Wasn't Harriet Tubman?
I want to say it was Harriet Tubman that was supposed to go on there. Yeah. Yeah, it was Harriet Tubman I thought that was going to go on there. I don't know whatever came of that.
I haven't heard a word.
Not a peep. Did not know what the outcome of that is. Did you know there were two Japanese pole vaulters that tied for the silver at the 1936 Olympics? When they did, they refused a tiebreaker. They did not want to do that. Well, the silver was arbitrarily awarded to one of them, and the other person got the bronze. They had their medals then cut in half and then welded together so that each one of them had half silver, half bronze as their medal.
I don't know. I mean, sounded good at the time, right?
Yeah. Right. For the silver guy, he's probably like, no. Bronze guy's probably like, sure, dude, I don't mind at all. Let me cut this one up. Here, give me half your silver.
What Olympic was that?
1936. Goes back a ways.
By the way, it's worth mentioning, our friend Nicole in Texas is listening.
Yeah.
And the Cronins watched our live feed on CBS 8 in the Carolinas this morning. So our out-of-town listenership is huge.
That is so cool. They watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's nice. Technology is so cool.
Did you know that China consumes nearly 75% of the world's pickles?
What? Really?
Yeah, that's just one of them random facts. 75% of the world. I'd like to think that I consume the other 25%
because I love pickles.
Love them.
I don't like butter pickles, but I love dill pickles.
I've never been a butter pickle fan either.
Yeah.
But sweet relish, gherkins, especially with a tuna salad, just like Andy Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Aunt B does it. If it's good enough for Aunt B, it's good enough for me.
Boy, who is that pretentious, her friend, Clara?
Clara, yeah.
Gosh, she is.
I've won the pickle tournament 11 years in a row.
And when she tastes Aunt B's?
Yeah, well, they didn't have the scent of kerosene, I think, was the secret.
The scent of kerosene. Did you know, and Greg, you will, and probably Rich, too, in the movie The Godfather, the reason the word mafia is not mentioned a single time is because old Joe Colombo, mafia boss Joe Colombo, along with Frank Sinatra, threatened the film's production, but only backed the filming if they could change the script to their liking.
Right. And that word was yes.
Exactly. Yeah, Joe Colombo, who was the head of a mafia family, they succeeded. There's a whole episode of All in the Family where Archie gets heat from the local Italian Anti-Defamation League because he used the word mafia to describe a crime he witnessed but didn't want to tell the truth on. And there's no such thing. That organization's defunct. Well, like a year or so later, Joe Colombo, head of this effort, was gunned down at a Columbus Day event in the middle of the park in New York City.
And that's kind of depicted in one of the movies, or that idea is, yeah. is in
And of course, 10 years later in the mid-'80s, Rudy Giuliani got them all. Right. And it was the word mafia was used, and it's appropriate.
Well, J. Edgar Hoover taught us there is no such thing.
Are all Italians in the mafia? Obviously not, but that was a joke.
Do you ever get around to watching Irishman?
No, I can't do it.
Wow.
I won't do it.
It's really good.
Sorry.
The good part about it is you're such a history buff, and the history part about it is the really good part.
Coming up on Random Facts?
Yeah. Good work.
Yeah. I remember that was also a random fact when you end your sentence on a.
I remember
when you go up on a sentence like you're asking a question, and that's exactly what I was doing.
British always end their sentence with "isn't it," right?
Yeah,
you know, like a question.
Be a way to do that too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Japan.
We are.
Japan. Yes, right. Japan, and their mountainous regions. Right. We'll talk about Henry Rathbone, which is a great name.
Yeah.
The vegetarian population of India, we will discuss that. The smallest national flag ever created. And we'll talk about a Y2K problem you may not have thought about. There was the whole computer Y2K bug, but there was also another Y2K issue from way back when. And we'll talk about that.
I'm searching for an animal story. I think I have enough to get us through a little bit later in the hour.
Wonderful.
That is coming up. I have the Food Outlet
So long
specials.
As we can just play Tusk.
Yeah. Food Outlet got the specials for this week good through this coming Tuesday. Sometimes you don't have time to put together your own lasagna. Stouffer's is an excellent lasagna. It is the 98-ounce family-sized lasagna, just $10.95.
Wow.
I think about eight people.
That's I was going to say 98 person. Ounce.
That's good.
Huge. Yeah. Huge lasagna. And Bluebell J is on sale for $4.50 for the full
half. That's a cheap price.
I'm out.
It is, because you'll pay $7.99 at the stores, and they'll put that price out and say, look at the different. No. Soylent Green was on yesterday. I should have given everybody a heads up. I wanted to do Charlton Heston running through the chain grocery store saying, you're getting ripped off here. You're paying retail for your groceries. 8-pound bag of russet potatoes, just $2.54. And hamburger helper, 98 cents for less than a buck. Next week, guys, you'll be enjoying sirloin steaks. They are $3.86 a pound, and I can easily feed the three of us at prices like that.
Hamburger helper got me through college.
Try Food Outlet. You'll realize you're saving real dollars every time you go, not just nickels and dimes. Do it. There's a location on Highway 14 in Millbrook on Main Street in the preferred community west of 31. And yes, I will see you Sunday morning, Virginia, at the Coliseum Boulevard location of Food Outlet, right next to Eastbrook Free Market and Antique Mall. Part two coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. We had an accident earlier reported 600 Selma Highway. That's out near Old Lamar Road near Tractor and Equipment. It was a minor accident. We're not seeing a lot of backup on the maps, but use caution as you go by there. A new accident just reported 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. If you're coming into the city on 331, you might want to watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We have congestion at the lights on the East South and East Boulevard. We're still seeing a lot of traffic inbound on 231 from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville, and the interchange downtown, I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to sometimes heavy pockets of traffic this morning. No problems at the interchange reported at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting, while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college, and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On January 2nd, 1975, the world welcomed little baby Dax Shepherd.
Congratulations! It's... what's her name's husband? Kristen something. Chenoweth. No, the other one, the actress, does the rental car commercials. Oh, it'll come to me.
Dax Shepherd, a star is born.
Kristen Bell! Kristen Bell! Nailed it!
And now, Dax J. Scott over there with the final...
Hey, nice. Dax. Final five.
Dax!
Yep. Random five.
Dax!
Random facts. Random Dax. Did you know... 75% to 80% of Japan... is made up of mountains. Mountains.
Mountains.
Mountains. Mountains. Forcing 93% of the population to live in the cities, thus the high population density that are in the cities of Japan.
I see what you're saying.
And not only are those mountains, those are volcanic mountains as well.
Volcanic.
Most of them dormant, volcanic. But still, you never know. Henry Rathbone. Name sound familiar? Probably does to both of you.
He's part of the... Sherlock Holmes? Is it Sherlock Holmes?
No. That would be Basil Rathbone.
Oh, thank you.
Basil Rathbone.
I'm sorry.
Played Sherlock. But Henry Rathbone was a military officer who sat next to Lincoln when he was assassinated.
Oh, God, yes!
Yeah.
How did... I feel embarrassed.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I wouldn't have known if I didn't have the fact in front of me.
Yeah, I forgot.
He was racked with guilt over his perceived failure to stop the assassination.
Right.
And slowly, he went insane. He later murdered his wife in a fit of madness.
Never heard this.
And spent the rest of his days in an asylum.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody else turned down the president's offer, including...
That's why there's so many conspiracies about it.
General.
One thing people don't realize.
General is that, Tecumseh?
No.
Sherman. That Lincoln was hugely unpopular. He, in a way, and I don't think I'm stretching the truth here, even within the Republican Party, much like Trump, not necessarily beloved.
Right. No, as a matter of fact, he was hated by some.
He was a people's president.
Right.
And nobody wanted to sit next to him, apparently. Did you know 31% of India's population is vegetarian? It is by far the highest rate in the world. India has more vegetarians than the rest of the world combined.
Well, they worship the cow, so what are they going to do?
Yeah, they're not going to eat that. They're not going to eat that cow. But they also don't eat. They don't eat pork either. Isn't that a thing that they... I can't remember.
Not too sure on that.
I don't know.
I just know if you're a cow in India, you got it made.
Yeah, you good. Did you know the smallest national flag ever created had an area of 0.697 square micrometers? It was a Canadian flag. You actually need an electron microscope to even see it.
Okay.
It's these are random facts. They don't have to have purpose. They're just facts that are random. I do not know why that was done, but it was done. Somebody was able to do it, and they did it. And there you go. You'll find the largest of most flags at car dealerships.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Most car dealerships have gigantic flags.
I wonder if that's true in Nicaragua.
Possibly, if they have a car dealership there. Finally, your final random fact for today. It deals with the Y2K problem, but probably not one that you would have thought would have been an issue.
Okay.
But part of the Y2K problem had to do with headstones.
Headstones? Oh, yeah, with the double numbers.
And people had pre-bought headstones.
Oh.
And waiting for the last two digits to be engraved. However, they somehow survived past 19-whatever.
Yeah.
And had to get it changed.
Oh, I never thought about that.
They were already engraved with 19, had to be changed to 20 after their owners lived past the year 2000. The non-Y2K compliant headstones cost the owners between $100 to $1,000 to re-engrave.
Wow. There you go.
Because they didn't plan ahead for their death.
I haven't.
Or plan far enough ahead for their death.
My grandparents did that. And we used to, on Memorial Day, go to the family cemetery in a quaint little place way south of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I told the story. Sometimes I would take a date out and say, "Which I can't continue to see you unless I take you to see my great-grandparents." Okay. So, because they have to approve. It's a family tradition. So, and I'm driving, and the further we drive, the darker it is. It's like there's nothing. And then we go down this dirt road and make a left turn into this cemetery that doesn't even have paved roads.
Oh, lovely.
And we pull up next to Grandma and Grandpa File, F-E-I-L. And
are these your actual grandparents, or is it just somebody you picked?
No, they were on my dad's mother's side.
Wow.
But they had their headstones engraved in advance. They didn't tell us, so one day we went out there, and it was just weird seeing the headstone there with one side blank.
Huh.
It's just kind of freaky.
Interesting.
Yeah. The first comment says it was ridiculous. Nobody involved. Somebody asked. Nobody thought that you'd live past the 19th. And says people were super used to living in the 20th century by the time that it ended. I remember thinking that years don't seem right if they don't start with 19.
Yeah,
it felt strange. It really did. We didn't think about the 2000s as being real.
It's hard to.
It's 20 years into it, and it's still. Yeah. It's still. I still look at it funny.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct, gentlemen. I typed up my first audio list of the year, and it was weird to put 1-2-20 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Half past 7 o'clock, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is a place to partner up with to get your car taken care of. First of all, it doesn't matter what time or when you need them. Just let them know you might need a ride back to your office or to your house so they can do the work that you need done. All certified master technicians and a huge overstock of Goodyear and Kelly tires. So if you need tires in addition to just the basics, and of course they can do any type of repair, and they work with the insurance companies that cover automotive repairs, by the way, I should mention that. You will get a wholesale price on the tire. They play no games, and man, it's like having your own personal pit crew. And they'll take you where you need to go and get you back with your car in time. They make it as easy as possible to keep up with the service on your vehicle. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's there, downtown at 408 Madison and Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, in random facts, well, here's just throw out the question. Which country consumes nearly 75% of the world's pickles?
Nicaragua?
Mayberry?
Which country? Yeah, the tuna, whatever it was that she always puts in it.
I know it's the first work day of the year. Some of you are off. Some of you are stunned from all the eating and drinking the last couple of days. We need a winner here, so don't make us wait and get impatient. That would break my New Year's resolution to be patient. 272-9228, 272-9228. We are standing by to get your winning call now while we check on traffic.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. We had an accident earlier reported 600 Selma Highway. That's out near Old Lamar Road near Tractor and Equipment. It was a minor accident. We're not seeing a lot of backup on the maps, but use caution as you go by there. A new accident just reported 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. If you're coming into the city on 331, you might want to watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We have congestion at the lights on the East South and East Boulevard. We're still seeing a lot of traffic inbound on 231 from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville, and the interchange downtown, I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to sometimes heavy pockets of traffic this morning. No problems at the interchange reported at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, David's going to get first crack to answer our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. David, good morning.
Good morning. About China?
China?
That is correct.
It's not any, no, I'm not going to do that. China is the country, and pickles, like any other food item, are cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. And try the house brand, sure fine. They're very, very good.
Do they have a Shanghai store? Do you know?
I don't think so. No, not that I know of. Let's say hello to everybody else that took the time to care enough to call. This is Turner.
Hey, Turner.
Yeah, it's Turner. Hey, Turner.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say it's Japan.
Well, as a matter of fact, we got an answer, and it's China.
Yeah, Japan was the place that had the population density. 75% to 80% of Japan is mountains.
Hey, Turner, what is the country with the most vegetarians?
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, okay, it's.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, India.
By the way, Turner, you're in our end of the week grand prize drawing, Joel.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was going to say China, but then I was going to say Mayberry was the number two country.
Yeah. This is true.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for calling.
You know that episode with the pickle?
Yep.
It's a great episode, but really you have to hand her, you can't find a place to put her crappy pickles. You got to hand them out to drivers on the road to make sure they're out of town. That indicates a complete lack of imagination. Keith from Santuck.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, I just hope I could get a consolation question, but man.
Yeah, you got one. Here. Who preceded Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill? Who was before Andrew Jackson?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A dead guy.
Yeah, a dead guy named a city on Lake Erie after him. It was Andrew Jackson. I beg your pardon. It was Grover Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Thanks to you.
Awesome. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
So far this morning, 0.16 of an inch at our place as we go to.
Okay. Nice.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
So you've had 1,600s in the northeast part of Montgomery. The airport on the southwest side of town has had 0.12 already. And there's a lot of rain in our future. I've seen some of the models. One of the models is saying about 2.7 in Montgomery. You never take those things literally, but a lot of rain. Parts of North Alabama could see 4, 5, 6 or more inches of rain. That's what we're dealing with. And some parts of the state could be seeing strong to severe thunderstorms as well. Risk of showers anytime today. We're going to have this morning batch. Then there'll be a little low. Then another batch of showers and thunderstorms by later on this afternoon and this evening, and becoming likely tonight. Today's high, as it becomes breezy, up to about 70. Tonight's low down to about 61. Periods of rain tomorrow. high in the upper 60s. Rain tapers off late Friday night, and then windy cold on Saturday. High temperatures in the low 50s, but you'll swear it's much colder than that with the wind. And then we're down to, you know, sub-freezing Sunday morning and wind chill factors in the 20s. Right now, this morning, with the rain falling, moderate rain out at the airport, as a matter of fact, we have 49 now, 737.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, we have animal stories coming up next. Did I give you guys the conundrum?
No.
No, you did not.
Well, here you go. This will keep you busy and out of trouble for the next couple of minutes. Because we have Fox Business, your local news, and then we'll be right back at 7:38.
Fox Business Report. Stock futures are higher this morning. European stocks started the year with a rally on optimism about the U.S.-China trade deal and after China's central bank offered a stimulus to its economy by requiring its banks to have less money in reserve. It is National Returns Day, when everybody sends back all their unwanted gifts. United Parcel Service expects record returns today, 1.9 million. Amazon had offered one free return for the holiday season on millions of items. Retail analyst Hitha Herzog.
If you think about how people are spending, especially the younger generations, it's all online.
Ryder, the truck rental company, is partnering with InCharge Energy. It will provide electric vehicle charging for Ryder customers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Elmore County, 3 people were killed, another person injured in a single car crash early Wednesday morning. Troopers say 25-year-old Ladarius Griffin, 22-year-old Charnavia Hinkle, and 22-year-old Lamisha Avera died when the car they were in left the road, hit a tree, and then overturned. None of the 3 were wearing seatbelts and died at the scene. A 4th passenger was wearing a seatbelt and has been hospitalized for treatment. In news across Alabama, authorities in Birmingham continue to search for 29-year-old Peyton Houston, last seen on December 21st. Police say she left a bar with 2 men that night. They believe she left willingly, but her mother says she texted a coworker that she was with earlier in the night saying she didn't know the men and felt she was in trouble. Governor Kay Ivey and Crime Stoppers offering a $10,000 reward. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
My name is Rob. My mom moved to Angels about 2 years ago. She's become involved in the many social activities offered at Angels. One of the highlights of Mom's week is having her hair done by the on-site beautician and having her nails done by the staff. If you're looking for a specialty care facility for yourself or for a loved one, I would encourage you to contact the staff at Angels.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most messiest time of the year. Wrapping paper on the floor and boxes out the door and old cans of beer. It's the most messiest time of the year. It's the untidiest season of all. There are Christmas tree needles and cards from the people you don't see at all. It's the untidiest season of all. There is clutter. Clippings, you just keep on tripping and stepping on your kids' Legos. You will never clean it all, cause there is still tinsel from Christmases long, long ago. It's the most messiest time of the year. You'll be sweeping the litter, candy canes and glitter, till Easter is here. It's the most disgusting time. Your house looks like a pigsty. It's the most messiest time of the year.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 of M on a cold, wet, rainy morning.
Ooh.
Seems to be getting worse.
Yeah.
It is time for animal stories. Wolfman, do your thing. All right, good time to start.
Very good.
All right, our top animal story involves law enforcement in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, where they had to capture, quote, a very hostile chicken. This hostile chicken had to be captured because it somehow got into the CVS in Elizabethtown. In the pharmacy, police posted about the entire event on social media, writing, responding officers were pecked viciously. Nasty little peppers. By the uncooperative foul fiend, and he made some adept use of vehicles for cover. Some quick thinking, unflappable bravery, and some MacGyver-like ingenuity involving a milk crate led to the swift apprehension of the peevish poultry. After capturing the bird, they handed it over to someone who can give him more suitable accommodations. You know what, the local Chick-fil-A?
You know what else is in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, right?
It's
Fort Knox is what I'm getting there.
You know, I just watched a thing on Fortnite. They did America Fact or Fiction on the Hitler channel all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Every time every time I put on channel 108, it's Hitler's Evil Evolution or some other thing. That's what they call it, the Hitler Channel. All right. This story, we go from Kentucky to Texas, where a sheriff shared a video of a deputy lassoing a wild hog. It was running loose in an apartment complex. Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chody said in a Facebook post that a deputy responded this week to a call about a feral hog on the loose in a populated apartment complex. Chody shared video of the deputy using a rope to lasso the pig.
They're supposed to be mean, right?
Feral, yeah. And they're pretty darn big, so they can crush you. They can do a lot of things to you. He said the lasso was not standard issue for the department. The hog was then taken and released in an unpopulated area, Chody wrote. We won't have time tomorrow, but perhaps on the Friday edition of Animal Stories, we can tell you about a golden retriever named Asha. Asha, who saved a baby koala whose life was endangered by a fire.
We have to wait?
Yeah. Not enough time. I like to stretch the suit. Coming up, we will have a conundrum next on News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:48.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here we are, a week into the new year. By now, like most Americans, you've given up on that New Year's resolution to lose weight and get in shape. But there's still time to make another resolution this year. Why not resolve to be chubby, unproductive, and miserable? Just think, there's no tedious exercise program, no expensive gym membership, no fitness gear to buy. It's genius. All you need is a quick trip to Walmart. Hit the Twinkie aisle, the chip aisle, and the dairy aisle. Grab some butter so the paramedics can grease your butt to get it through the door of your house when your heart explodes. This year, resolve to be just like the rest of us. Chubby, unproductive, and miserable. Hey, it works for your boss.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
What's that thing you say? Hi, everybody. Hang on, I'm doing a very important Facebook post.
Hi, everybody.
I'm going back and look at some of the people who made predictions about what would happen in last year and what we would be starting with the 2020.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. The word expert has lost its meaning. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're wrong about everything.
I see the one about stocks plunging.
Yeah. Now, that one there, why stocks will plunge 18% by year end. They said the Dow would, or S&P would finish at 2,500.
Mm-hmm. It's at a record high.
It's at like 32, isn't it?
I don't know the number, but it's at a record high. And so is the Dow. And so is most of the major indexes closed at a record number.
Let me just take a quick look here. Actually, the latest numbers would be from Tuesday, right?
Right.
And I was right. S&P 3230. That's enormous. That's huge. I have grabbed this call randomly. I think I know who this man is, so let's greet him. Mr. Sandman. Am I right?
You are right.
Hey.
You are such a good prognosticator.
I am. You know, I spent most of the first day of the new year enjoying a comfortable day on my Mr. Sandman mattress, mm-hmm. lip-diddling through old TV shows, catching up on email, and some other stuff. Very, very nice way to start the year.
Yeah, I watched a number of Twilight Zone episodes yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sci-Fi Channel did that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about it is I probably have seen every one of them, but I didn't remember any of them.
Oh, really?
So, well, yeah, they were just 50-something years ago, I guess.
Sure.
But, but I do remember we're having a sale today and tomorrow and Saturday and next week and all the rest of the year. So come on in. If you need a mattress, headboard, bed, nice pillows, come see us on the Atlanta Highway. We've really got great Serta mattresses, Jameson's, Restonic, a couple of the floor samples left. They're just fabulous mattresses. And if you need a deal, we've got those. We've got reasonably priced queen and king sets. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get a really good mattress. You can get a good mattress for well under $1,000. So we're on the Atlanta Highway now, just right across from the Dairy Queen. Two locations, different inventory on each location. So it's like shopping two different stores completely. And we have the biggest selection you'll find in this area. So we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and we wish y'all all a happy new year.
You know, Mr. Sandman, nobody's better at you than coming up with timely sales, but you only need one for the next 10 years. Call it the Roaring 20s sale, and you're done.
Hey, that's a good idea. I like that.
I'm glad you like that.
And stay open for all 10 years and then close when it's 2030.
You better stay open because there'll be a lot of restless people in this town if you're not. Thank you, Mr. Sandman. Yeah,
thank you.
Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year.
Yes, to you and
Happy
your
New
family
Year.
And the gang, the grandkids. 7:54, so we have, looks like, unanimity on the conundrum.
Yeah. Yeah, we liked that first one there. The second one was not even a good one.
All right, well, let's go with it. Yeah. Slightly over half, 51% of people in an online survey, mm-hmm. say they still get this every year. Now, the key word there is still. That implies that the winning answer right. is some type of what? Anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to throw out the big one.
Yeah, I think still is a key word in that sentence.
Speaking of big ones, did you hear about Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve?
What happened? What did he do?
Did he let one rip?
No.
What?
Because I swear, didn't he do that last year?
What did
Somebody
he say?
Did last year?
Oh, he was asking questions about sizable items.
Oh, yeah. They get a little, I think they drink a little.
Yeah, I think, well, bring back Kathy Griffin. She was, whatever happened to her, she's kind of fallen off the face of the earth, huh?
One tweet will do that.
All right, so, and we have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away now.
That we do.
We're not asking you to do this for nothing. 2729228. Slightly over half of people in an online poll say they still get this every year. If you think you know what that item is, 2729228 is the number. 2729228. And $10 buys you some awesome food at the Seafood Bistro. We'll tell you more about the menu a little bit later on. All right, I'm going to run a traffic report here, and when we come back, I know that board will be filled with excited callers. Don't disappoint us, or I'll break my resolution to be patient this year.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's start with the interstates. I-65 southbound into Montgomery. We have some slowdowns across the Alabama River Bridge. It is very slow traffic from the Northern Boulevard back up to about 143, where the folks from Millbrook join you on your ride in the morning. And we have some congestion prior to 143 back up towards Cobbsford Road. Just a slow go this morning. Please be patient. Drive carefully. A lot of rain out there. Headlights on and buckle up. Around Montgomery, we have moderate moderate traffic pretty much everywhere. Congestion at the lights on the Atlanta Highway. We're seeing a lot of cars inbound on 31 from Prattville, 231 from Wetumpka. Also, Troy Highway. We have an accident on 331 at Hyundai Boulevard. They're still working that one. Please buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down this morning with the rain falling out there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you a happy new year. May 2020 be the best ever for you and your family. That's from Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's going to be one of these kind of conundrums, eh?
Board full of call.
Yeah. Hey, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, is it a kiss on New Year's Eve?
A kiss on New Year's Eve. 51% of people say they still get that is not the answer we need.
I did.
I'm glad.
Oh, good.
Do we have audio of that kiss?
Oh, no.
Okay. So next, 272-9228 is the number. This, again, over half of people in an online poll said they still get this every year. What is this item that they still receive on an annual basis? 272-9228. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the winning call.
My rain in Prattville has gone up.
What do you got there?
I got 0.31 now.
Wow. That's significant. Okay.
And I will be awaiting an update from Mrs. Rutabaga.
Mrs. Rutabaga.
We were at 16. That was, 7:35? Look at this. See? Phone call.
News talk. Who's this?
Who's this? Says Jay. Next hour, we have some numbers on the Times Square New Year's Eve, a new use for Christmas trees, and a couple of really good Morning Moon Maroon nominees, and some stupid news, too. So let's go to Jody next and see. Jody, what is this item that over half of people still receive every year?
I think you still get a hangover.
Oh,
a hangover is good guess, not the answer. Thank you for trying.
All right.
272-9228, Brenda.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
About socks.
I'm sorry?
Socks.
Socks?
Socks.
Who's this?
No,
not it, but
that's
thank
not
you
it.
For trying.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hang on.
Andy.
What a fruitcake?
Sorry?
A fruitcake.
Oh, fruitcake.
Oh, a fruitcake. No, that's a good guess. I like that.
I got one this year.
Katrina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Hey.
Would it be fruitcake?